Isaiah chapter 33. Woe to you that plunder, and you were not plundered, and deal treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with you. When you shall cease to plunder, you shall be plundered, and when you shall make an end of dealing treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious unto us, we have waited for you, be their arm ever mourning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult the people fled, at the lifting up of yourself the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high, he has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry outside, the ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceases, he has broken the covenant, he has despised the cities, he regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes, Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down, Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, says the Lord, now will I be exalted, now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive chaff, you shall bring forth stubble, your breath, as fire, shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear, you that are afar off, what I have done, and, you that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walks righteously, and speaks uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions, that keeps his hands from the holding of bribes, that stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the fortresses of rocks, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Your eyes shall see the king in his beauty, they shall behold a land that is very far off. Your heart shall meditate the terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the one who weighs? Where is he that counts the towers? You shall not see a fierce people, a people of a more obscure speech than you can perceive, of a stammering tongue, that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of its stakes shall ever be removed, neither shall any of its cords be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, in which shall go no galley with oars, neither shall majestic ships pass by. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Your tackle are loosed, they could not well strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail, then is the prey of a great plunder divided, the lame take the prey. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, the people that dwell in it shall be forgiven their iniquity.